Oregon County Health Department reports their 8th confirmed case of COVID-19 in Oregon County. They're currently quarantined at home. Health Department staff have not identified any risk of exposure within the county at this time. Shannon County Health Department is announcing 4 new positive cases of COVID-19, 2 men, 2 women, ranging in age from 25 to 76. 3 of the confirmed cases indicate contact to another known case in the county. 2 new cases were also reported in Texas County, 1 new case in Wright County over the weekend. In Arkansas, new cases were reported locally in Lawrence County, Marion County, Randolph County, Sharp County, and Stone County. The Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services is reporting 23,436 COVID-19 cases in the state with 1,028 deaths. Arkansas Department of Health reported 23,814 cases with 287 deaths. There's been another drowning on the Spring River. Sharp County Coroner Renee Clay Circle reported on her Facebook page that 49-year-old James John White of Jonesboro drowned on Saturday below Riverbend Park at a small falls above V Falls. The drowning happened Saturday morning at 9:24. She said that she wanted to thank the Arkansas Game and Fish, Sharp County Sheriff's Office, and Hardy Fire Department Water Rescue Team for their recovery efforts. The State Fire Marshal's Office is investigating a house fire that happened early Sunday morning in West Plains. A neighbor came out of his house early Sunday morning and discovered the house on fire. Flames were shooting well above the roof of the building. It was a total loss. The neighbor's house suffered some heat damage to the siding and shutters of his home. ECNN will continue to follow this story. We'll keep you updated as we get more information on the State Fire Marshal's investigation. The sizzling summer giveaway wrapped up on Saturday evening at the Thayer High School football field. E-Communications, along with South 63 Motors and Skillets of West Plains, gave away a 2006 Toyota Corolla LE valued at $5,500. Mike Crace announced the winner.
Our winner is Cody Owens. How about that? Thank you very much for coming out. Thank you for all of our contestants that came out for the grand prize drawing tonight. Cody Owens, how about that, Cody?
I talked to Cody Owens about winning the car.
I'm excited. Thank you.
The owner of South 63 Motors and Skillets talked to ECNN.
Yeah, hi, this is Faisal Khan. I'm the owner of South 63 and Skillets Cafe, and we're glad to be part of this event and want to congratulate the new winners of the car.
Again, congratulations to Cody Owens of Salem, Arkansas. A woman from West Plains was arrested and taken to the Thayer jail on an Oregon County warrant. 28-year-old Paige Malden is charged with 2 counts of first degree, endangering the welfare of a child, substantial risk. Her bond was set at $1,500 cash or surety. Malden posted bond and was released with a court date. A Koshkonong man was arrested Saturday on an Oregon County warrant. 60-year-old Robert James was arrested for felony stealing $750 or more. His bond was set at $1,500 cash or surety. He posted bond and was released with a court date. Last week, West Plains School Superintendent Dr. Lori Wilson stopped by to talk about the upcoming school year. ECNN asked what the plans are now for the start of the school year.
The plan is right now we will be in session on August 24th. I've had some meetings with our Commissioner of Education, and she has relayed that it's definitely a local control issue, and our school board definitely feels that we need to be back in school on August 24th, as so do I. We are working on social distancing measures, precautions, things that we can do to make our parents feel more comfortable about sending their child back to school.
We asked her about social distancing.
We can change what we do on a school bus. We can set students in specific seats with families. And so what we're thinking of also as we're making these plans is, if something were to happen, how would you contact trace? And if we know they're all sitting in the same spot on the school bus with their family, that makes contact tracing a little bit easier. You know, when you're talking social distancing in a classroom, we're just going to try to spread them out as much as we can. Different students or different classes in the hallways at different times. You know, there is not a school that I know of that can truly social distance, but we can do as much as we can to make the parents feel comfortable.
We also asked Dr. Wilson about how much cleaning would be done during school.
We're going to do the best that we can. You cannot sanitize everything every 48 minutes. But we do have a plan of how many times we're going to sanitize the areas that they touch, you know, the doors, the rails, common areas. We have a plan that it may be in the elementary where if the common area is the cafeteria, that gets deep cleaned every night. So we are putting together a plan of cleaning and sanitizing, and it will definitely be above and beyond what's been done in the past.
All of Dr. Wilson's interview is available at our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. Officials with the West Plains Sunrise Rotary Club announced new officers for the 2020-21 year. The officers are Jim Thompson, Rotary Foundation Chair, John Kinslow, Secretary, and Kate Martin, President. Teresa Wagner of Willow Springs swore in the new officers.